This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Goa today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to visit Sri Krishna Math in Udupi, Karnataka, and participate in the Lakshakantha Gita Parayan program. He will also inaugurate Suvarna Tirtha Mandapa, located in front of Krishna Sanctum, and dedicate the Kanaka Kavach for the sacred Kanakana Kindi. Later, the Prime Minister will participate in the 550th year celebrations of Sri Sansthan Gokarna Partagali Jivottama Math in Goa. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister is set to unveil at Partagali, Goa, historic 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram. He will also inaugurate a new Ramayana theme park garden and a 10,000-square-foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram, developed as a part of the celebrations. The PM will release a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. Devotees from across the globe are expected for the landmark Mahotsav, which continues until December 7th. This is Mahesh Chopade for Akashvani News, Panaji.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh beginning tomorrow. The Prime Minister will participate in the 60th edition of the All India Conference of Director Generals, Inspector Generals of Police. The three-day conference, which will begin today in Raipur, aims to review the progress achieved in addressing key policing challenges so far and to outline a forward-looking roadmap for building a Surakshit Bharat in alignment with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat. Mr. Modi will also confer the President's Police Medals for distinguished service. The conference will also be attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Dhupal, and Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar. University Grants Commission UGC has asked the higher education institutions to ensure timely exams and prompt issuance of final degrees and certificates. The Commission said that the delay causes a loss of opportunities for students as it prevents them from securing suitable and quality employment. It stated that students are entitled to timely conduct of examination and declaration of results as specified in the academic calendar in the prospectus. The Commission further added that students are entitled to the award of degree within 180 days of the declaration of results. The Commission also stated that it has power to take punitive action in case of non-compliance. Cyclonic storm Ditwa over coastal Sri Lanka and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal has moved north-northwestwards with a speed of 13 km per hour. It is very likely to continue to move north-northwestwards across Sri Lankan coast and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal and move towards north Tamil Nadu and adjoining south Andhra coasts this morning. Local warning signal number 4 has been hoisted at Pamban, Thoothukudi, Nagapattinam and Karaikal ports, while distant warning signal 2 have been hoisted at Chennai and Kudalur ports. Heavy rains have been predicted in some places in the Delta districts. Other coastal districts in North Tamil Nadu are set to receive heavy rains in the next 3 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine could form the basis for future agreements. President Putin said this while interacting with reporters during a trip to Kyrgyzstan yesterday. He said that Kremlin was expecting serious discussion with the U.S. delegation headed by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff early next week in Moscow. Putin said that Russia will lay down arms only if Ukraine's troops withdraw from territory claimed by Moscow. In football, India will lock horns with Lebanon in the AFC Under-17 Asian Cup Saudi Arabia 2026 Qualifiers Group D clash at ICA Arena in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. The match will start 7:30 p.m. In Group D points table, India currently stands at second spot with 4 points. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the women's blind cricket team, which won the T20 World Cup. The team presented Prime Minister Modi with an autographed bat. The women's blind cricket team had defeated Nepal by 7 wickets in the final in Colombo. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the players shared their inspiring experiences. And that is the end of this news bulletin.